In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. Many years ago, before I became a pastor, I asked my pastor one day to tell me about the Holy Spirit. I had heard many things about the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit do? So he told me, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. There is the Father, the Creator. There is the Son, the Redeemer. Then there is the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, the one who makes us holy by bringing us to faith in Christ. The Holy Spirit is Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He proceeds from the Father and the Son. He is the giver of life, both physical and spiritual life. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He is not a bully. He gently nudges. He does not twist our arms to bring us to faith, but instead, he works through the Word to point us always to the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. He never points to himself or calls attention to himself, but he always points us to Christ. First, he points to our sin and what Christ did on the cross to give us faith. Then he points us to Christ, risen from the dead, to give us hope. Then he points us to God in Christ and our neighbor to give us love, faith, hope, and love. We say these things when we say the third article of the Nicene Creed. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And so, on this Pentecost Sunday, 50 days after the resurrection, the Holy Spirit is this Sunday's topic. The first part of the Pentecost story is found in the confusion that God set upon the people who built a tall tower, seeking to find their own way to heaven. Contrary to God's command of Genesis 9:1, the descendants of Noah had stopped on the plains of Shinar. God had commanded them to be fruitful and multiply and fill the whole earth. Yet they had decided to stay on the plains of Shinar. All the people of the earth, living in one place, speaking one language, they had become so convinced of their abilities to get to heaven on their own that they built a tower that reached into the clouds. So God said, notice the pronoun here, come, let us go down. And there confused their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech. Again, notice the us, let us go down, meaning Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and maybe even an angel or two. And us, God, scattered the descendants of Noah, as the scriptures say. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of the earth, and they left off building the city. So it was that the descendants of Noah spread over all the earth. They were forced to scatter when God confused their language. They had betrayed God's command. But God's performative word could not be thwarted nor confused. It truly is hard to live with those who speak different languages. It truly is difficult to accomplish human tasks together when different languages prevent us from working together. The confusions brought on by other languages are only overcome when there is mutual understanding of the same language. The confusion brought about by many languages remained in force. There were many different languages in use around the world at the time of Jesus. You heard about them as I read the scriptures. We know that there was the Greek language, the Aramaic language, the Hebrew language, but there are also countless other languages. As people lived in certain areas together for a period of time, different languages came into being. This is especially evident today on continents such as Africa and South America, where individual tribes have their own unique languages. And as someone pointed out today, Dan, how many languages there are in the Philippines. 119, I think, it comes to mind. But 50 days after the resurrection, much of that confusion, especially in respect to man's relationship with God, was about to come to an end. A spirit of truth and certainty, the Holy Spirit, would come into the world in a new way. 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, 10 days after Jesus' ascension, we are told that, quoting, devout men from every nation under heaven were in Jerusalem, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each one of us, in his own native language? This is the mystery of Pentecost. Devout men heard words spoken in different languages with the same understanding. Devout men heard words spoken in Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic and other languages, yet they all understood those words. And what were these words spoken in various languages? What did they mean? The good Lutheran question. What does this mean? What did they mean? What did these words mean? And the gist of the matter is spoken by Peter as he quoted scripture from the prophet Joel. Verse 21 of today's gospel text. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What does it mean that it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? As noted by the Lutheran Study Bible's comments on verse 21, it means pure and simply this. To call upon the name of the Lord means a cry from the heart. A cry from the heart, lamenting sin and imploring mercy. For it is in the name of the Lord that we find His being and His power to save. The name of the Lord has great power, and we come before Him lamenting our sin. Oh Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. Sorry for what I haven't done. Sorry that I didn't do what I should do, and I'm sorry for the way I am. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry I'm this way. I'm sorry I can't do any better. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. That's what it means to call on the name of the Lord. And it also means that we know that He has the power to save. He has the power to save. Thanks be to God. All men and women, no matter what their skin color, no matter what their language, no matter what their country, have been given the power by the Holy Spirit from Pentecost Day forward to call upon the name of the triune God in the name of Jesus. No more confusion caused by languages exists as far as the gospel is concerned. The mystery of Pentecost is solved. The confusion of Babel is undone. Those who call upon the name of the Lord in repentance and faith are forgiven. It is as simple as that. No confusion exists. There is only one way to heaven. The Holy Spirit points us to Christ. Christ is the only way to heaven. Repent of your sins and believe in Christ. For in Christ you are forgiven. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ. Amen.